Okay, we have the Parakhas Pasik Tes. Now these last psukim, from starting with Pasik Tes, the end of the parak, really were said before. These psukim are repeated almost word for word. Back in Perek was a Perek Vav, so we'll go through them very quickly because we already learned this. The Chachamim have been put to shame. Chatu, they are trapped. The Mitsudos, well, Chatu means they've been broken. Over here in the article it translates trapped, but in the Mitsudos Sina translates it, they've been crushed. Shever Vofachat. The wise men have been put to shame, they have been broken. I'm sorry, I made him say and look at the right translation of the article. Chatu, they translate as distraught. And Vayilokedu means they've been trapped. That's what it's a trap. They've been trapped. Hine bidvar Hashem osub, they have detested the word of Hashem. The chokhmas melohem, and the truth is they really are not wise men at all. They are foolish people for advising Klal Yisrael to ignore the signs of Churban. The Chachamim and the Kohanim and the Nevi Sheker were all telling Klal Yisrael, do not worry, even though it seems that times are bad, that the Goyim, that the Umos Olam, Nebuchadnezzar, is rallying the troops to attack and destroy Klal Yisrael, you have nothing to worry about. Everything is going to be okay. We have allies. We have Mitzrayim / America. They are going to come to our aid. They have our back. And it turns out all of these advisors, it's not loud enough. So I thought it's pretty good today. No? Got it? No, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. I went to a wedding last night, and it started out, when they had the first dance, it started out like, wow, the sound is not so loud. Maybe someone knocked in some sense. But sure enough, very quickly, someone must have complained that it's not loud enough, and very quickly they raised the volume, and once again it was deafening.
It was a wedding. They gave out at the
earplugs. Earplugs.
And they had little cards that said the volume is per the request of the Chassan Kalam.
The volume is what?
Is per the request of the Chassan Kalam. Little cards.
Don't blame us.
All right. I don't know. Okay, over here it says the Chachamim put the shame. They now let's see the Mitzudos stuff. The Mitzudos stuff a pasuk test. Chavishu Chachamim heim hamachzikim atzam lachachamim. The people, these individuals who hold themselves to be Chachamim, halo yivoshu be'es yechatu v'yilokoedu bera'ah, they will be put to shame at the time when they are broken and have been trapped. So we take the words chatu v'yilokoedu as an event. An event is occurring. Chatu vayilokedu. We then go back to the beginning of the pasuk. At this moment in time, the people, the Hamoinam, says to Klal Yisrael, they say to Klal Yisrael, what happened? Didn't you tell us that we had nothing to worry about? Why, how are we finding ourselves in such a difficult situation? So the Chachamim would at that point in time put to shame. Okay, v'lo yatzilu nafshan b'chachmasam. They weren't able to go and to save themselves with their chachma. Next, v'chachachma smalohem. What chachma do they truly possess? Haloi b'chachma satoira mo'asu. The only true chachma is the chokhmas. The only true chokhmah is the chokhmas haTorah, and being that they have rejected the aflo yuchlu lahatzil nafshon bechokhmah imkein ma yisparu, what then is there to brag about? This really touches upon what we're going to read if you're not so far ahead in Perek in the haftorah of Pasuk Yud Gimel, Miho Ish Hechacham V'Yavanes Eile, Pasuk Yud Gimel. No, it's a little bit later on. Okay, we'll come to later on. Okay, but the point over here is that the only chachma, the message of this pasuk is the only chachma is the chachma Hashem, and if a person rejects the chachma Hashem, then he is not, his chachma is foolish. Let's see pasuk tes and Rashi, and there is no pasuk, there is no Rashi. I'm sorry. Let's go to the Radak pasuk tes. What? There is a Rashi. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Havishu, I'm sorry. Pasuk tes and Rashi. Havishu, Havishu chachamim kim ischem. Umohabaishas, the Chachamim have been put to shame. Kimoyschem like you, Umaha Boishes, Hine Bidvar Hashem Oasu, Vichochmas Melohem. The shame is that they truly do not possess Chochma. They do not possess Chochma, therefore they have been put to shame. Let's see the Radak. Pasik Tes, Kivishu Mi, Kishaker Osu, Kishayiru Shlotoyolohem Chachochma. They have done Sheker when they saw that their chokhma has been of no value. Oz b'koyach yielohem boishes ponim v'yiroh. There, at that point in time, against their will, they were put to shame. Ki im hisasku b'torah v'kimu oisa choysam elas lohem lahatzilam neharos habos alehem. The only thing that they could have done to spare themselves from the tzar was to do mitzvos to protect themselves. V'acha shebedivri Hashem o'asu, and being that these people, these leaders, these corrupt leaders, have detested, rejected the word of Hashem, v'leiratzu l'ilmod ha'toru v'laseisa, meh chochma lohem, so what chochma is worth? Lo'i toil ha'chochma mebli ha'toru, the chochma is of no benefit, v'chochmas samuch l'mil asma, the word chochmas in this passage, the last word is v'chochmas meh. These two words go together. Kolaymar ma ma'il mamo sheyesh lam chokma im ein lohem atarah. Now it would appear that the Radak is going lishitosoi in the previous pasuk. If we go back to the previous pasuk ches, we learned yesterday eichos saimru chachomim anachnu v'sayras Hashem itanu. According to Rashi and the Mitzvot Snat Pasuk Ches, there was no explanation of what is the deeper meaning of Chachamim. Mm-hmm. Behold, we are Chachamim Anachnu. It simply means they have a high IQ. They are intelligent people. We're wise people. We know how to learn the Daf Gemara. The Radak went out of his way to say that's not what it means, but instead, Chachamim Anachnu, we are cultured people. We are knowledgeable of the sciences. We are knowledgeable in the ways of war. We have advanced degrees in warfare, in politics, in secular studies, and dealing with things which will help us when we have difficulty. And we're also talmidei chachamim, so we also know how to synthesize Torah with chachma. And now it comes out, and as the previous pasuk said, and this pasuk says as well, being that bidvar Hashem mo'osu, that they have detested, rejected the word of Hashem, their chokhma is of absolutely no value whatsoever. This, when there is a tzara, when they find themselves here in this moment, at a time of tzara, all of their advances in warfare and in dealing with people, politics and sciences is not going to be of any benefit whatsoever. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud says, Lochein etein es nishayhem la'achayrim. So here it's describing in detail what is going to happen at the time of the Churban. Their wives will be given over to others. In other words, they'll be conquered and their wives will be taken as captives. Sidoy sehem liyarshim. Does not say liyarshayhem, but it says liyarshim means others. Strangers will inherit their hard work, their fields. Ki mikaton viad gadol kula botzeh botza. Pasuk repeats itself, this theme we had many times, because every single citizen in society is corrupt. They are seekers of profit. They're seeking to make a few dollars off someone else's tzaras. Minavi viad kohen, even the prophets, even the kohanim, kulo, every single last one of them, Oseh Shoker, is involved with falsehood. This reminds us what we had back in Perek Vav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you'll even show me one honest man, a single honest person, I will be meichel everyone and not bring the korban. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayirapu es Shever Basami, this is a repetition we learned last little in Perek Vav, and these leaders, these false leaders, have healed. Either it means to loosen, they've loosened the fear, or the yoke of heaven, but simply it means, we then mentioned yesterday, is that they heal, Lashon of refuah. The people of Klal Yisrael are sick, they have anxiety, and these false leaders act as doctors to take away their anxiety by telling them there's nothing to worry about. We're safe and secure. We have an alliance with other nations who are going to come to our aid. They've got our back. They've healed the shever, the ruin, basami, al. Now, al means, as we learned last time, don't read the word al, but make believe it says el, with an aleph. El means with nikala, with words, with lowly words, words that are called kal in the eyes of Hashem. Their words have absolutely no meaning. How dare you tell my people there's nothing to worry about when Nebuchadnezzar is knocking on the front door? And what were their words? Lamar. Their words were shalom. There was peace. Shalom. Shalom, shalom, peace, peace, there's nothing to worry about, but the truth is, v'ein shalom, it's all one big lie, there is no peace. Pasuk Yud-Beis, hoivishu, they will be put to shame, these leaders, ki soevo osu, they have committed an abomination by misleading the people, gambo shlo yevoshu, part of their sin is that they do not have any shame. When there's no call me sheyesh boy boishes ponim simin hu shehu yore shomayim. If a person does not have shame of doing an avera in public or even in private, this is an indication that he has no yore shomayim. V'hi kolem lo yodahu. They don't even know the concept of being what it means to be put to shame. Lochein, therefore yiplu vanoiflim. They will fall among the slain. Be'ez pikud asam. Yikoshlu, at the time of their visitation, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them, visits punishment upon the people, yikoshlu, they will also stumble together with the people, Amar Hashem. In other words, don't think that they're going to be any different. The leaders are not going to be any different than the Hamoinam. The same way the enemy will attack and destroy the Hamoinam, the leaders will be destroyed as well. Okay, let's see these psukim together, starting with Pasuk Yud in the Mitzudos David. La'acherim, their wives will be given over, la'acherim, le'am acher, liyarshim, kol mi sheyirtzu loreshes, anyone that wants, that's free for the take, anyone that wants to take possession of their property can take possession. Kulam botzei betza, kulam goizlim hoim, they're all robbers, they're all thieves. Minavi, navi hashaker, koyen habal, vayirapu. What does it mean, vayirapu? Vayirapu means that they mirapu, heim mirapim eshev basami. They mirapim simply means they are healing. Look at the mitzudos in the midst. Look at the mitzudos tzion. He translates vayirapu miloshon rifuah. They heal. They heal their anxiety. Hey, mirapim eshever basami v'ra'asam ho'asid lavo ritzon loymar. Hey, moitzim milibam. They take out of their heart da'agas hara'ah haba'ah, the anxiety of what is coming upon them. Al nikala im. I'll read the word al as if it says im, because these two words really are interchangeable in translation. Im amira nikala umivuza. With despised words. Leymar, shalom tihye. Nothing to worry about. Peace will be with Lot Sova Haroi. Evil will not come with Zem, with Rapim, with Shavarim. This is how they are healed. Shivram. Avalo yesh, but the truth is, lo yesh shalom. Mehema mechashim. They are liars. Pasuk Yud-Beis, Hoivishu, it's in the Lemar, Al-Kob'al, Kol Panim, Hoyulachem Lahanavim, Vakoyanim, Lios Nichlamim, Kasha Osu, Dovar Toeva. They should have been ashamed. They should have been put to shame when they committed abominations. Keder ha-chashuvim. Asher yukalmu imbo liyodam dvar to'eva b'mikra. If a dvar to'eva happens to, if a leader happens to be caught, doing an avera, it's natural that they should feel some shame. Problem is, there is no shame. Gambo shritzon leimar osu hatoeva. They have committed abominations. Vegam lo yivoshu ba'avura, and they had no shame. V'hikolem einam yoidim ma'hi klima. They've reached such a low level, they don't even know what it means to feel shame. B'kafal hadavar b'milim shaynais, poetic repetition. Alochein yiplu, therefore the Nevi'im v'hakoyhanim ahem yiplu b'eis yiplu kol klanayflam ha'yidei ha'idim, they're going to also, the Nevi'im are going to suffer. B'eis pekud asab eish she'eskra aleim avoidam, when I visit, v'Hashem pokad es Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah. That was the remembering for good. But very often, but double, very often in Tanakh we have Pekida Lira'ah. Hashem remembers it's now time to take action. What's the difference between the word Pekida and the word Zikaron? Zikaron is a remembrance but does not necessarily result in action. A Pekida is a remembrance which results in immediate action.
Pokeid
Ovoin Ovos Albonim Albnaim Bial. Right, so there it means Hashem remembers and Hashem acts. A Zichira means Hashem is aware. I'm aware, and the time of reward and punishment will come in the right time, not necessarily at this particular moment. Vizoicher Chaste Ovois. That's a process. It's not immediate. Hashem remembers, but over time, Hashem, it's a continuous process. But here, when it says Pekida, it means now. It means at this moment. Okay, so that concludes the Mitzudos. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi, very quick, because we really did these psukim before. Vayirapu, kmo vayirapu means to heal. Kehoivishu, boisha, suchlimo, tovayalehem, shame. Gambosh lo yivoshu, enem mispaishim, bimaaseim, horoim, lo se slave lo shuv. Rashi adds a little bit more detail. They're not ashamed to inspire them to do tshuva. Maybe from Rashi it's mashma, they did feel some shame, but it did not go enough to inspire a change in their lifestyle. Let's see the Radak, Pasik, starting with Pasik Yud. I will give their fields to Yorshim. In those Kloimar, Limi Sheyach Zikuhu Bohem Begolus Ki Iluhim Yorshim.
Not heirs.
Not heirs.
Successors.
Anyone, and no, does not say Liyorsh, I saw someone explain it, does not say in the Pasuk, what Radak really is trying to explain is it does not say in the Pasuk Liyorshehen. If it would have said that word, then it would mean to their children and their grandchildren. But when it says Liyorshim, it means to anyone, it's free for the taking, it means to the enemy who comes and attacks. Ki mikaton v'al gadol kol zeonin hu kasa l'mala l'mala. Everything that we're reading over here now, we already read before, previously, im sharp sukim and aboyim, achar zeh b'milo shaynois. Everything, all of the themes that have been mentioned here were said before in Perek Vav, Pasuk, and middle of Perek Vav. The words are not exactly the same. The words are slightly different because when you repeat yourself, you don't exactly use the same words. Lama'ala, back in Perek Vav, it says, Mi kitanom bi'ad gidoylam. And here it says, Mikoy minavi viad mikoton viad godol, and there it said a different expression mikitanom viad gidolam vihine mikoton viad godol l'mayel kula bavav. There it was b'loshon rabim, and here it's b'loshon yachid. There's more of it's. I'm sorry, it's not same expression. Sorry, it just means there it's mole. There it's mole. Here it's, but it's the same idea. Vihine kula behei va'echad hu, and here it's. Says kulo with the hay at the end, and there it said I think kol the echaru, and the idea is exactly the same. Okay, vayirapu lamaylo vayirapu. He just showing here that the words are kamat the same. They're spelled a bit differently. Ba'aleph with an aleph.
What it means is the aleph is left out of the word, so
we have to vayirapu. No, it moved away. The aleph disappeared. The aleph, it went on a trip. It moved away. V'hinei v'yirapu b'ba'alei hei v'inyin hu echad rufua. Like we learned before, it means a healing. L'mala, it said es shever ami v'hinei es shever basami kei. So he just points out, I'm not going to go through the little details, but basically the expressions are very similar. Pasuk Yud-Beis. Ha'yivishu pershanuhu l'mala. We've already explained this theme back in Perek Vav. Ki perusho bitmia. Now he learns over here that this is a rhetorical question. Hayvishu. That's how he learns. Hayvishu. Were you embarrassed? Were you embarrassed? Ki soiva asu. Hashem is asking the prophets. were you, the false prophets and the false Kohanim, were you embarrassed? Ki soevo asu, when you did an abomination? Let me answer the question on your behalf. And the answer is, gambosh lo yevoshu. No, you were not embarrassed. V'kolem lo yodohu, and you did not even know the meaning of shame. Okay, so one more time the words in the Merdak. Perishadu lamala ki perusha bitmiya. It's a question. Lamala, it says gam hachlim v'inehi kolem mibinyan nifalu before shul. Okay, I'm not going to go through because I don't know what this means myself. V'hachlim shul mibinyan hifil perashnu lamala in shor hapostuk lamala ve'es pekadetim perashnu pekadhi osam v'ineh ve'es pekudosam shaminin echad. The words are kamat the same. They're just different spellings, different forms of the word. Hifil, the different forms of the word, but it's basically the same meaning. Okay, that concludes Perek Ches. Now we begin we're still middle Ches. I'm sorry. That concludes this section. Now we begin a new section, and this section is possibly the most famous or the most well-known section of Sefer Yirmiyah, because this is the Haftorah for Tisha B'Av. Okay, so if this has been selected, I mean, Tisha B'Av is obviously the highlight of the career of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was the Navi, well, all of gloom and doom. Now, I always say that about everyone. I say that about Yishayin, about Yecheskel, about everyone, but the truth is, Yirmiyah really is the Navi of gloom and doom. Chazal said that Yishayah, coolest, the entire Sefer Yishayah is Kula Nechemta. It's all words of comfort. And that's a very difficult statement, because about more than half of it appears to be Musur and a warning of what's going to come. Yet Chazal said that hidden even in the words of harshness of Yeshayah are really, there's a silver lining there that really can be interpreted as words of comfort. On the other hand, Chazal say that the entire Sefer Yirmiyah are words of Puranos. And that's also difficult, because there are many psukim we're going to come later to that appear to be words of Nechama. And that base, Chazal basically saying that if you think that they're words of Nechama, you're not interpreting the psukim well. Because what appears to be words of comfort really have in it a bitter ring of sarcasm is, yeah, it's comfort. But in the comfort, there's a lots of bitterness. Now, if Yirmiyah is all about gloom and doom, Yirmiyah wrote Megillas Eicha, and this is the section that we have selected to read on Tisha B'Av by day. Obviously, this is serious stuff. Look, Megillas Eicha, it's only a minhag to lay Megillas Eicha. Most of Klal Yisrael does not make a bracha when you lay Megillas Eicha. So it's a minhag. It's not, even those who do make a bracha, I think in the minhag Eretz Yisrael, minhag Yerushalayim, minhag Ra, they make a bracha. It's das yoch, that's not, okay, you make a bracha, but still, when you lay in the Haftorah, you make multiple brachas. You make a bracha rishayna, and you make four brachas afterwards. And also Megillas, this is what we lay by day. Eicha we lay at night, and the laying at night is not the ikar laying. So if this is what has been selected to be read on Tisha B'Av, obviously this is very heavy. This is very serious laying. The meaning also, as you all know, is just to lay this in the nigun of Eicha. All of the Haftorahs, I think it's one of the only time you lay Navi, am I mistaken, the only time you lay the words of Navi, the minig, to lay other than the minig of the Haftorah. Shabbos Chaverah, Shabbos Chazon, you're right, you got me. Shabbos Chazon, that's controversial, though. That not everyone does that. Shabbos Chazon, among us, among the Lit Sholem, you lay the Haftorah from Yeshaya, also in the nigun of Eicha. Not everyone. There are some who hold that Shabbos is not a time to conduct yourself in Avelus. Okay, we don't really see the but it's interesting. You have to say this is definitely in a class by itself. Asoif asifeim le'um Hashem. The word asoif means in gathering. It's used commonly in reference to death. Vayigva. Vayeosef el amav. He perished and he was ingathered el amav. So obviously, this is not a very good expression. On the other hand, it does have a positive note, because it does not say the word Asif in reference to any wicked person. The word Asif was only used by the Avos, by Yosef, which means that even though they left this world, their neshama went on to much higher things. Vayosef el amav in the olam ha'emes. So here, it's a wicked person? I don't believe so.
Paro.
What does it say about Paro?
Yosef has with Klo, when he got ready to chase after Klo Israel.
Death. He gathered. Death, talking about in reference to death, the moment of dying. So when it says here, Asif Asifim Num Hashem, there is a little bit, and the Medrash actually touched upon this in a different form, in a different direction. But even though the word is one of the harshest words out there, it's referring to death, Hashem is saying that Klal Yisrael, Asif Asifim Num Hashem, I'm going to bring an end to Klal Yisrael. But there is a silver lining. There is something positive, because the word asifa, even though it means death, it means, but there's a chelik to olam haba. It's an expression that's used in reference of to tzadikim. Vayigvav vayosef el amof. So there is something slightly positive. Nevertheless, asif asimu mashem ein anavim magefin. The pasuk here says that the churban will be complete. There are no grapes among the vines, so we'll see all these things in a moment. The ein te'inim ba te'ina, and there are no figs on the fig tree. The he'ole novel, the leaves have withered. Vo'etein lohem ya'avrum, and that's a hard expression, there are many interpretations. I will prepare for them people, we'll learn it now that it's in the hifl form, people I will send to the Jewish people, enemies, that will cause them to pass, cause them to move on. To yavar means to move from one location to another, to be removed from their country. Okay, let's see this pasuk in the mitzvah. Let's go through the slow. First pasuk in the mitzvah started. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Asoif asifem achale oisam min ha'olam. It doesn't get worse than this. Okay, this is the spitz. This is the worst. I will remove them from this world. Ein anavi megefen. The churban will be complete. You'll know there are no grapes in the vine. Be iloni hagefen lo yishar anavim. Ritzon leimar lo yivoser davar. Nothing will remain. Well, it's a mushel. Even on the vines, normally you'll find some grapes. Nothing. Bateina be iloni hateina veheole. Novel, the leaves will wither. Gam he'olim yichmashu, the leaves will wither. V'return lema lo yishar shayrisma. There'll be absolutely no remnant of the Jewish people. Ve'etin lohem yavrum. Here's the parish of the Mitzudos. Azmin lohem oivim. I will prepare, designate, encourage enemies.
Invite.
What?
Azmin and invite.
Invite enemies. Asher yavru oisam min ha'olam, that will cause them to pass from the world. Doesn't even say from their land. So these are very frightening things. So the theme of the pasuk is there's going to be complete destruction. There's going to be absolutely nothing left. And we give three examples: grapes, figs, and leaves. And enemies will arrive and cause them to pass. Let's see Rashi first. Rashi pasuk yud gimel osif asifim loshen kiloya, destruction. Kmoi osif kmoi osof kama. And now he quotes a pasuk in Sefanya. Osif kol me'al pnei ho'adam. A pasuk in Sefanya. I will completely obliterate everything from upon the face of the earth. That pasuk, I believe, is sending reference to the end of days, Yimos HaMashiach, Melchemetz Gog Magog. Ein anavim bagefen, lo yivoser davar, nothing will be remained. It's a mashal. Vehele novol, the word novol means lashon kamush, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, to wither. Mechal, what is that word?
The word means withered.
It means withering. Kemo uche neveles miteena in Yeshaya, that it will wither from being a fig tree. No, also just means there to wither. Ke'ele neveles, like a leaf. Ke'ele neveles oleha, like these will wither its leaf. I'm not sure. They're saying all these psukim means. I'm not sure the exact details. It means. I mean, kala is what?
Kala is a tree.
A tree. Neveles oleha. Its leaves have withered. The Allah tree whose leaves have withered. Now here Rashi comes to disagree with the Mitzudos, and he explains what is meant over here. I'm going to voatein lohem yavrum, kol zos tia lohem. This is an explanation. The reason why this is going to happen, al kinosati lem chukim, I've given them laws, the avru alehem. So it's a very interesting. It's an explanation. You know why you're going to suffer osef asifem. You know why you're going to suffer in ramagefen veintein matein the vehelo novel. It's because I've given you lohem kama. I've given to them toira umitzos. The words are missing from the pasuk, and yavrum the avru. You have to add a lot of words into the pasuk to make sense out of this rash, and they have transgressed the Torah mitzvahs. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Where is it? One moment. Okay. Asoy Asifinu Hashem. Shneim Lashon Kiloyon. Both of these words mean, it means a coming to an end. Asoyf. The word Asoyf, Mikar, the root of this word is min the Asafta. Naf shecha, the nefesh beisecha, to gather in your neshama and the neshama of your bias, which basically means it means. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't look up the pasuk. I don't know. V'yosafta naf shecha, the nefesh beisecha, asifa min yachtov yosufu. Ela shemilas asifei mibinyan hifil is a different form of the word. B'hu yoytzei v'yosufu mibinyan akal v'oymed. I don't know what the rules of grammar here are. Hakol yichle meaning over here is everything will come to perish. Ad shelo yimtzu anavim agefen loytenim b'teinu v'zoch elushneim. Now here comes the Radak. Why is the pasuk singling out figs and grapes? Ki heim. Ikar haperos. These two are representatives of all fruit trees. And these are things which a person cultivates more so than other fruits. Like it says by the bracha, Micha ish tachas gafnoi v'sachas te'enoso. In the good days, in the days of good, this is how it's described when there's plenty and there's prosperity and there's bracha, ish tachas gafnoi tachas te'enoso. So here, Yom Beklol. So here, therefore, in the parallel of the Klol, we say Yechal gafnoi se'enosecha. And Yirmiya later on, and later we had it before. Therefore, these two are just examples that are very common in Tanakh to describe blessing. And the contrast is when these things do not exist, it's the curse. Ve'he'ole novel, afilu he'ole yibol, even the leaves will wither, terem zman before it's time, k'dei l'harbos r'asa, in order to increase its dechorban. Ve'etin l'chem yavrum, now here we go to what does it mean according to him? According to the Radak, Mash Nasati Lachem Roiv Aperos Ubirchasi Pri Admasam Ya'avru Mehem. New interpretation. This blessing that I have given to them, this prosperity, it will now come and pass away from them. It will be removed from them. Sheyochlum ho'ivim, the enemy will consume. So we have here a total of three interpretations for the very first pasuk in the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av, what it means. The etein lohem yavrum, I will cause enemies to enter and to take away and cause you to be destroyed. I will. The reason why you're suffering is because I've given you the Torah and you have transgressed the Torah, the laws. Or the etein lohem, what I have given to them, Yavrum will now come and pass away. You'll be reduced to poverty. Mem Yavrum b'mokay mehem. The mem, he explains the proof to his interpretation. Why does it say Yavrum? What's the mem? The mem does not belong there. So the Radak says the mem really is a placeholder for an entire word. Yavru mehem. The mem of Yavrum b'mokay mehem. V'chein chazaktani v'atuchol chazakta mimeni. There it should just say chazak. What is the Chazakta. What is the nun yud in the word chazaktani? The nun yud is a placeholder for an entire world. Chazakta mi meni. Tim lo emo nafshi. His neshama will be full. So the pasuk really should say timole nafsho. What's the word timole? Mehem. Those last two words as a place. The last two letters, the placeholder. Bonai yitzo uni. What it should say, Yotsa, it means Yotsu. The Nun Yud is short for Ni Meni. The Amafarsha Parashub Avush, the Sadlacham Torah Mitzosa here, the Radaki closes with recording us the parish of Rashi. Rashi says it means, I have given them Torah Mitzosa, Yavru Alehem, and they have transgressed. They have transgressed them. To this punishment, Asifim will gather them. The Chain Das Yonason, the Tirgim Apostle Kain, Sheyotso, Asheit Seinun, Omar Hashem Vegomer. Let's actually do the Targum on this. Some of these psukim. I have it over here. Give me one moment. I have a lot of goodies for you here. One second. Okay, let's look at the targum of this pasuk. Perches pasuk yud. Okay, perches pasuk yud gimel. Sheitzah means to be cut off. Sheitzah asheitzinun omer Hashem. The word sheitzah means he kores. It's a translation of kores, like the 36 chayde kresos. Sheitzah asheitzinun omer Hashem. The yisufun, and you will perish. Lashon of kilyoin. Kimesaf anovim, just like kimesaf. And vim migefen, just like the grapes have been consumed from the vine, uchen nivlo amiteino, and like the nivoyles nivlo means the young figs from the fig tree, uchetedef meilan, and the leaves from the tree. Why? So here's the point that the targum that the Radakis will come to draw from explaining al, the targum adds in the word al because. See, the Targum learns beferish like Rashi, al because di haves lachon oirai si mi Sinai, I've given them the Torah mi Sinai, the avaru Allah, and they have abandoned, they have transgressed the Torah. So the Targum is learning exactly like the parish of Rashi and the second parish of the Targum. Now, we mentioned before the word asif asifim, even though it's very negative, it does have a little bit of a positive connotation, because the word asif is used generally in reference to tzadikim, vayigva vayosef el amav. It says that by the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it says it by Yosef. And there's another drasha, it says in the Medrash that it means v'yosafta digonecha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha. The word asifa means the ingathering. Let me see if I have it. I don't think I have it here, but let me just take a look. If I actually... The word v'yosafta is a word v'yosafta digonecha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha in the Kriya Shema, when we describe the ultimate bracha v'chaya im shemaya tishmel mitzvasei shenochi mitzvasei eschem hayom liavo ha'shem okechem. So the pasuk goes on to say v'yosafta digonecha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha. So the fact that the pasuk chose asof ha'sifeim is hinting to us is that this churban is a necessary lesson and step so that you will ultimately come one day to a point of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to merit the ultimate blessing. So, I mean, it's a little bit, that's what it says, I think it says in the Medrash, this idea, why, because again, it's very difficult, why did the Pasuk select specifically these two words? These two words, on one hand, are harsh words, but they do have a little bit of Nechama. We're searching desperately to find some words of Nechama. Here it is, the Tanchuma. Okay, here is the Tanchuma. No, this is a different medrash. Different medrash. I'll read to you anyway. Ma asof asifeim elatoyva gedoyla osa Hakadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. A different approach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael a very great kindness. Keitzat. It's an important medrash. Sheba'asara b'teves hayu ru'uyin l'Yisrael l'glois mirushalayim. This opens up a whole new understanding into the fast day of Asara b'teves. Asara b'teves that we commemorate every year is an event that took place 3 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was 3 years from Asara b'teves until Tisha B'Av. Asara b'teves when the siege began. 3 years later, on Shavasa B'Tamuz, is when they breached the walls of the city. 3 weeks later, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash says, now we all know in Halacha, from all of the four fast days, after the Tisha B'Av, then the Tzom Gedalia is the fourth, is when the She'eris HaPleita were killed, when Gedalia was assassinated. Gedalia was the last strong holdout living in Eretz Yisrael. And if Gedalia, under his leadership, there was always hope that something would have developed. There would have been some yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they would have been able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash earlier than 70 years, whatever the story was. But when Gedalia was assassinated, that was the end. That was the gemar of the Churban. Now, from the four fast days, which of the four of them is the most severe, is the most chomor? So the average person will tell you, of course, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, we fast an entire 24-hour period, right? So the answer is no. The truth is, the most chamor of the four fast days is Asara B'Teves. Why? Because it's the beginning of the Paranus. And it's the Aschalta de Paranusa. And the proof is, if it would fall on Shabbos, you would not push off Asara B'Teves to Sunday. You would not push it off. You would observe the fast even on Shabbos. And the calendar never allows it to fall on Shabbos. But the Nafkamin is, it does fall on Friday. It does fall on Friday. If Tisha B'Av were to fall on Friday, I don't think it does, right? But if it were to fall on Friday, we would probably push it off. Maybe, I'm not sure, but it's a Dover Chomer, and there's more to it. And it says in by Asar B'Teves, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. The word Etzem Hayoim Hazeh is an indication, just like of Yom HaKippurim. Itzumo Shel Yoim, this was the worst. Now, here this Medrash opens up a new layer of understanding of the severity of Asara B'Teves, something that you're not going to hear on Asara B'Teves. The Medrash says, because that was really the day when the Beis HaMikdash should have been destroyed. Mm-hmm. Hashem had Rachmanis and delayed it for 3 years. And not only delayed it 3 years, he delayed it the season. The season is the winter. Asara B'Teves, the siege began. The siege began in Asara B'Teves, which is the heart of the winter. If they would have entered, they would have broken down the walls of Yerushalayim on Asar B'Teves and entered and conquered Yerushalayim very quickly. In a few days, they would have exiled the remnants of wherever was anyone who survived in the middle of the winter. To travel in the middle of the winter from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel is Pikuach Nefesh, and the Medrash says everyone would have died. There would have been no survivors. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had great rachmanis, and he deliberately planned that the Gola should begin on Tisha B'Av in the summertime, when Klal Yisrael, the survivors, would be able to survive the journey from Yerushalayim to Bavel. And that's what?
That doesn't tell you what, 3 years.
Okay, so it doesn't say that's a point that there's a 3 year difference, but it's also a C. So maybe you want to say is that they really should have been destroyed on the anniversary 3 years later on Asara B'Teves.
Or on Tisha B'Av that year, you have to wait another couple of years.
3 years, but the point is also the time of the year.
I understand that.
But it was also 3 years later.
What? Why was it 3 years? I mean, if it really should have been a servitude.
Yes, so why was there 3 years?
Tisha B'Av, yeah. It should have been
Okay, but that was another Yachkanish Prochad Rachmanis. Hashem gave us Rachmanis. There are many different things that come together. But this Medrash, this Tanchuma, is really, it's something you don't hear. You don't really see this in a lot of the literature that you read about the Churban Asara B'Teves. It says here, let me read the words over here. So what's the significance? Masav Asifim Ela Toivo Gidoylo. Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Yisrael Ketzad Shebe Asara B'Teves Hayu Re'uyin Yisrael Liglois Mirushalayim. That was the day they really should have been exiled. How do you know this? The pasuk, the same pasuk that we use to derive the severity of Asar B'Teves, Aschal T'Punasa, Shkenu Oymer, it says, Ben Adam, Kisov Zlucha Es Shem Hayoim Hazeh, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Hashem spoke to Yechezkel regarding Asar B'Teves, and it says the word Be'etzem, and Be'etzem means this is the Itzumo Shoyom. So we just translate that to mean, no, that's the beginning of the Korban. It's more than that. That was the day when the Korban should have really occurred. But what would have been the consequence? We would have to have gone in exile on that very day, in the bitter winter. No one would survive the trip. So, Me'osar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Omar, Im Yoitzim Achshav Bitsina, Hey Mason, they're going to die. Me'osar, Hintin Lohen, he waited, the Higla Oysam Bakayetz. He sent them out in the summertime, 3 years later. Okay, after also take that into account, 3 years later. Who, and here is where the Medrash fascinating says, that's shot in this pasuk is the Chesed, Hush Omar Hanavi, Omer, Osoif Asifeim Nu'um Hashem. The Ein Osoif Asifeim Elo Golos. The word Osoif means Golos. Shenemer, it says in Micho, Osoif Esoif Yaakov Kulach. I'm going to exile you. In Micho, the word Osoif is an expression which means exile. The Himtim Lohem Arakayitz. The Achakach Hegle Oisam. The Zehu Shenemar. Vayishkor Hashem Al Haro'o. Hashem is a tzaddik. The tzaddik means that Kadosh Baruch Hu did with us and then we did not deserve. And the Medrash Tanchum is interpreting this to mean what we did not deserve is the delay that the Golus took place at a later point in time. Okay, there's a missing piece over here to really bring out the whole idea, but it's an important, very important idea to understand that there was a delay and the severity of Asar B'Teves, because that was the day it was really meant to be. Okay, let's go now into the net. Let's go now
did
to...
Did it Rachamim went on during those 3 years? I mean...
Yes, Hashem was giving us an opportunity. Hashem was giving us a chance to do tshuva.
Okay.
Hashem was giving us a chance to tshuva, and we had still, and if we would have done tshuva, Hashem would not have sent us into exile. It would have been the world today would be very different. A very different world. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gidal, Alme, Anachli Yashrim. So here the pasuk is quoting. It's a quotation. It's a time stamp. Hashem is showing Yirmiya. He's showing Yirmiya what people will be saying to themselves as the enemy is approaching. There are people that are going to be out in the fields, and from the distance they can see Nebuchadnezzar is arriving, and they say to themselves, "Alme anachnu yoshvim." What are we doing here? We're sitting in the fields. We can see in the distance the enemy, the chariots. We can hear the sounds. They're arriving. We've got to be out of our minds. Why are we sitting out here exposed in the fields in only a few moments? They're going to come. They're going to kill us. Let's go into the city and lock the doors. We'll be protected in the city. V'navoy el arei hamivtzar. Let's go to the arei hamivtzar. But here is the powerful words. V'nid mosham. But we'll sit there, we will be silent. Why will we be silent? Because we will realize the silence here, as we'll see in the moment, the Mefarsha means we'll be silent, recognizing it's not going to make any difference. We're going to be, it's silence over here means we're going to be in a state of depression, in a state of despair, because we're realizing that sitting inside of the fortified city is no different than sitting outside exposed on the fields. The same way we're going to be slaughtered in the fields, we're going to be slaughtered behind the strong walls. There's no way we can survive this enemy. Why is this happening to us? Ki Hashem Elokeinu Hidmanu. Hashem has silenced us. He has silenced us, meaning He's punishing us. Vayashkenu Me'rosh, He has given us, Rosh is a bitter herb, water that's poisonous water. Ki chotonu laHashem, we have sin, is a confession of guilt. Let's see the Mitzudas Pasuk Yudalit. When the enemy arrives, the people sitting in the fields will say one to another, Why should we be so foolish to sit here and just to be ready for the enemy? The nid misham, let us enter into the city and we'll sit in the inside in silence. Ka'amor, ka'imer, it's as if it says, as if they said, avul karov hadavar. They'll say to themselves, it doesn't really make a difference. Shagam bo'ori hamivtzar, even in the fortified cities, nihye nichrasim ve'avudim. Why? Because ki Hashem hichrasaisanu, and here is a very beautiful mitzudos. The people here are coming to recognize is that with all of the technology and all of the koichi v'yoitzim yadi, it doesn't make any difference. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy us, He will destroy us. Ve'ein eitza neged gezeres hamakom, going in the fortified city is not going to make a difference, and we deserve it. Hashem has given us to drink v'yashkenu hu hishke oisanu mayim hanischotim me'esev mar, water that has been squeezed from a bitter grass. Ritzon Eloimar hamakom heichin lanu pur on neois, He prepared our punishment v'loy al chinam, and it's not for nothing. We acknowledge that we are sinners. Kib emes chotanu Hashem uvigmulhu, we deserve what we got. This is the perfect thing you can lay on Tisha B'Av to acknowledge is that the Churban has come due to our sins. A reaction, the proper reaction. Rashi, Pasik Yud Dalet V'nid Misham V'nidoim Sham Neishev Sham Doimim V'Avelim. It reminds us of what it says by Aaron, V'yidoim Aaron. Aaron recognized that his two children, Nadav and Avihu, died, and there's nothing what to say. Rashi, next Rashi, Meirosh, Kos Dilavot Bish Kireshe Chivin. And what does that mean? Let's look at the Targum. The Targum, Pasig Yudalit. I don't plan to do all the Targums, but let's just do one. They quote the Targum. It's Kedai, I think, to do the Targum when they quote the Targum. Look at the Pasig, go to the Targum. Almo Anachno Yosvin. Why are we sitting here? Eskonshu, let us gather in. Vineud. Vineur. And let us. What? Vineo. Okay, Vineo means let's enter. Likir vin into the cities, Kirichon, into the fortified cities. Vinishtek tamon, and be quiet over there. Why? Are Hashem alokano, I see alono, tivar. Hashem has brought upon us destruction. And the avhosono, He has put us to shame. The eshkono, He has given us to drink, kos dilavot, a cup of curse, a curse cup. This sounds like the Yeshaya, the kos hatarela, the cup of poison. So here, the cup of poison has now come to us. So he's teaching here the word meirosh is the equivalent of the kos hatarela of Yeshaya.
To
Umas Oilam, but that's exactly the point. The parallels of what's happening to them is not happening to us. The kos dilvot bish, which means it's bitter. It's bitter. The cursed cup that's bitter. Kireshe, like the tips of chavon of a snake. Okay, so here he's saying the mei rosh. It's a very powerful targum. Rosh means the head of a snake. Okay, not the head of
a
bitter herb. It's a figurative venom.
Yeah.
The cup of poison that comes from the venom that's found in the head of a snake.
Usually, Rosh
Halanah. Rosh Halanah, right. In a Hanami, right.
Usually is translated as gall.
An herb. That's what is unique about this targum. This targum here is coming and telling us a whole new interpretation. R-A-Y. Chavno kodom Hashem, here at least they acknowledge their guilt before HaKadosh Baruch. So go back to the Rashi. The Rashi here says, Meirosh, cost a lot, a cup of poison, a cup of curse, bish poison, kirei shechivon, the top of the snake. Rosh pisonim, hu eresh shabishinov, Rosh pisonim means the head of the snake, the scorpion, which refers to the poison that is found in the teeth of the snake. Is that really true? There's poison in the teeth, or the poison in the glands up in the teeth. Oh, exactly, right? It's a sugya in the Gemara. Where exactly is the poison? So Rashi over here is saying the poison is in the teeth. Okay, let's take a look.
It's stored, but the bite...
The bite is what it causes it to eject.
It emits,
right. Okay, so this is a whole Gemara that discusses this whole idea. Let's take a look over here at the Radak. Radak, back, pasik, yudalit. Almo, anachnu yoshvim. Bikfarim uvori hamisha kibatuchim. Why are we foolish to sit outside in the open cities? Who is going to come to our rescue? City ducks. Vinidma. Let's enter into the fortified cities and be quiet. Inyan shesiko kolaymar. What's the meaning of this pasuk? Ein lanu lehisloinen ulehisroim al mo bo aleinu hatzara. Okay, so here he is saying something different than the mitzudos. Vinidma here means we have nothing to complain about. We deserve what we are getting. This is really what Rashi said. Rashi, I just passed over. Rashi said the same thing. The Nidmo here is going, let's go inside the fortified city, the Nidmo, and be matstick the din upon ourselves. So recognize that we're getting what we deserve. Now it goes into some grammar. The word nidma comes from the shorish of dama. He's giving different examples of how we use this word in grammar. Yidmu ka'aven, it means to be silent. Uledas adoni avi zechoni levracha sharsho nidam. Hidminu shiroshay damam mibinyin nifal vehei b'shav u'pasach v'yiyye inyin shesika kloymar hu hishtikinu. Now wait, so the first interpretation was also, wait, so damam means damam. The second interpretation from his father means to be quiet. So what's the first interpretation?
No, I think it's just a construct. First interpretation says we'll be quiet. Second interpretation, Hashem made us silent.
We will be quite Hashem made us silent. Okay. Kolaymar hu hishtikanu. She'ein lanu rishus lehisloinan. Ki chotan lo ve'ech nois paneinu l'negdai. Oye inyin kirisa, to be cut off. Here is a new interpretation. The word v'novay alor ha'mivtzar v'nidma sham. We will be cut off over there. When we go into the city, we're going to be. That's it. We're done. It's all over for us. Kamo yidmo lishol. So he's translating over here. Over there, it also sometimes it means to be quiet in the grave, but over here it means to be cut down into the grave. Vinodamu naos hashalom. The dwellings of peace will be cut. Will be cut off. Okay. The next words of the Radak. V'yashkenu meirosh sam hamoves. This is poison. Misachitas esef, from a certain type of grass. Lefichach omar mei. Mei means a liquid. V'inyana kitargum, like we said, the targum, v'ashkiyano, Hashem has given us to drink the kos delavot, the cup of poison. Bish, the bitter poison that comes kireshe chivon, that is in the head of a snake. The pasuk maimer hanavi b'losh yishol. The pasuk is the maimer of the navi. He's speaking. He's representing maimer hanavi. He is representing. He's yishol impersonated. Right. He is representing klal yishol. He's expressing what the feeling they're going to have at this moment in time. All right, we will stop over here.